as a hero. Nui Giasalo says Kendrick Costello attempted to tackle the gunman when he pulled the gun on his fellow classmates.
And that's when Kendrick lunged at him, and he shot Kendrick, giving all of us enough time to get underneath our desks, to get ourselves safe, and to run across the room to escape.
The gunman will be appearing in court later today. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Texas State Senate approves a bill that makes it harder to tear down Confederate monuments. The bill takes power away from local governments, which have recently moved to relocate the monuments. The monuments are viewed by many as tributes to the Confederacy. Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton spoke in support of the bill and claims it's about protecting history.
This legislation is tailored more towards removal, altering, and changing.
The Dallas City Council voted in 2018 to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee from a park. And the University of Texas in 2017 took down several statues of Lee and other Confederate figures. The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote. Why did all of a sudden you got to be 21 to smoke?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A one-day strike is set on Wednesday by Uber and Lyft drivers in major cities across the United States. Uber driver Kevin Ragu tells NBC News why he's striking.
Well, I'm going on strike because I want the Uber to sit and see what is the problem. And they're the only one can fix it.
These passengers on how the strike will affect commutes.
It's going to be a hot mess because everybody around the world needs Ubers.
It's going to be a nightmare.
More and more states want to do away with changing the clocks twice a year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
South Carolina is the latest state asking Congress to allow it to have daylight saving time all the time. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee approving a bill Tuesday saying the state's General Assembly plans to adopt year-round daylight saving time if the move is authorized by Congress. And about two dozen other states are considering or have already passed similar legislation. President Trump tweeting the day before the time changed in March that, quote, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Some lawmakers have had concerns about kids going to school in the dark in the winter or of certain states being out of sync with their neighbors if they don't pass similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, good afternoon, Huntington County. Here is your weather report. It is gorgeous outside, 68 degrees, very low humidity, very light winds. Tonight, we're going to be looking at mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Thursday, mostly cloudy. I'm going to call that mostly sunny because I'm an optimist. And a high near 59 going into Thursday night with a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., though. So bring your umbrella to work. On Friday, looking at a chance of showers with possible thunderstorms, about a 50% chance of that, with a high near 76, though, going into Friday night, also with a chance of showers then, too. Saturday, the weekend, partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Not too shabby. Saturday night, chance of rain after 3, low of 49. Sunday, rain is likely, boo, mainly after 9 a.m. So on your way to church or temple, you got to grab something there. And Sunday night, we're looking at another chance of showers with a low around 50. We're going to be right back in just a few seconds. Don't move.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
For the radio now, because we're going to be broadcasting from my phone rather than not broadcast at all. So I'm going to do some logistical things here, and then I'm going to pop back on here. And yes. Hey, Rick, good to see you, buddy. Listen, so it's going to be a little on the choppy side. Oh, my God, what the hell is going on in this studio? Oh, my God, it's like we're flying. Somebody just threw up in Facebook land. So obviously, I'm in studio today with the amazing, the awesome, and the fantastic Megan Smith. We're going to get to her in just a second. And the phone's ringing in the studio, too, because what else can go wrong today? I'm going to turn that phone off. I should answer it. Domino's Pizza, may I help you? Somebody will get ticked. Anyway, hey, just to give shout-outs here, Team Clinton, love you guys. Jen's our current reigning champion. Jen is watching. Jennifer is watching. Woohoo! So listen, I'm going to get right into it here. I'm not going to worry so much about the radio side of it, but I am going to switch this over and prop it up. It's going to get a little shaky again so we can see the amazing Megan Smith. I want to make sure that they can hear you in Facebook land, so you're probably going to have to speak up a little bit, Megan. All right? And say hi.
Hi.
Everybody wave. So do me a favor, Facebook. If you can hear Megan just fine, then do me a favor. Give me some thumbs up or some hearts that you can hear her. Say something again, you know.
I miss you.
Oh, there we go. That's all? You only have monosyllabic sentences today?
Oh,
there we go, which is the baby's here. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Can you hear us okay, Rick?
Yeah.
We hear you, Christine says. Here, I'm going to – this is the good thing about having a camera on my phone today, is I can show you guys Maverick.
And there he is. And he's actually been sleeping the whole time, even when we were in the coffee
Jinx
shop.
It.
Not that Jinx
said,
I'm not up here. So, there's Maverick. And there's
Maverick. Let me come back here. So – of course, the people on the radio just had dead air. I just realized that. No, that's totally fine. Totally fine. I'm going to do one technical thing here. Let me just see if you're on the air here, too. Can you say hi again?
Hello.
Nope. Try that one.
Hello.
Nope. Try that one.
Hello.
Ah, there you go. All right. We figured it all out. So everybody's saying they can hear us. So
very good.
Megan, you can push the microphone down just a hair so they can see you. Perfecto. What the hell you been up to?
Just adjusting to life with three little boys now.
Three little boys.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
It's a lot of late nights and early mornings.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Now, talk to us. I mean, tell us about Maverick. I mean, he has his own little personality, and some people may know already, but, like, you know, how much did he weigh? How old is he now? Actually, today's a special day, so.
Yep, today he's 2 months old. Okay. He was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. He was born March 8th.
Just missed my birthday.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true. He's my third little guy, and he acts like he's an only child. it's my first time nursing, so I think that changes the dynamic of it.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. He, and I was joking with Mark. I said he's a little bit nocturnal. He's like a hamster. He sleeps during the day, as you could see, and stays up all night.
That's awesome.
But we're adjusting. Everything That's is really, awesome. Really, really good.
Nice.
Very blessed.
Good. It's good to be blessed. Hey, Tracy. Good to see you. Coach Tracy's watching now, too.
Awesome.
Just going to talk a little bit about it. I mean, I asked you some of this already, you know, when we met earlier, but how did the other boys adjust to Maverick coming home?
I laugh every time. Honestly, I wish I could say, oh, everybody's like loving it, but my two older boys, they could care less. I mean, they don't pay him any mind, which is kind of better than them being like all over him. Mm. But they just ignore him and go about their business. So
that's cool.
I have a lot of time to focus on him,
mm-hmm.
which is fun.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's see who just signed it. Hey, Amanda's watching.
Hey.
Hi, Amanda. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of people going in here. One thing I should say before we even get going into this, because I have to give shout outs and stuff like that here. First of all, if you're watching and you have questions for Megan or you want to say anything, if you're watching live on Facebook, you can type into the comments and I will see them.
Yeah.
So if you have a question you want to ask Megan or you just want to tell her how beautiful she looks, how cute the baby is and all that good stuff, you can do that too and I'll let her know. Hey, Carly. So you can do that too. Renee's watching too. Hey, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
You can do that. Remember, we have our Jumpstart program going on. So if you know anybody who wants to take advantage of our 5-week summer Jumpstart, you need to sign up like by Sunday. So you can start on Monday and then I think that's it. So you got a 5-week summer Jumpstart. It's only $249. Renee says, hi, Megan. Not this weekend, but the next weekend on Saturday, May 18th, the Red Mill Retro Ride, okay? I had Robbie Lynn in the studio last week. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this. There are still a couple of tickets left for the Retro Ride, so please go to the Facebook page for the Red Mill Retro Ride. Hey, Wendy. Wendy's watching. Wendy is, you know, Jenny and Heather's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's in the Wolf Pack in the morning too.
Excellent.
And she's looking amazing. So, the Retro Ride. There's still tickets available to participate in that. The Max Challenge of Clinton is a sponsor. We're going to be there. They're going to have other vendors there. They're going to have artists and crafts and things like that too. So, knock on wood that the weather's going to be perfect, and you can take a family friendly, leisurely ride. We're actually doing it differently this year, or they're doing it differently. Notice how I automatically assume it's about me.
Yeah, you just put yourself in there.
That's it. I'm just going to interject myself like I'm in control. instead of like last year, if you participated last year, we had different stops around town. Now we're going to go to the Butterfly Garden, and right from there, we're going to go right down to Lansdowne Trail, which is a nice, beautiful trail through the woods right behind Fox Lumber. And I'm going to give a shout out to Fox Lumber because they helped us out with the Max Day of Giving. So,
awesome.
I think that's about it. But Team Clinton, we love you. Thank you for all your time and energy. And since I don't want to forget this too, if you're watching and you're not a member and you need to lose weight, get stronger, get healthier, 908-627-7020 is the number that will change your life. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. You keep putting it off. Don't. This program works. This is not a gym. This is a life transformation center. And if you or somebody you know and care about, this is the number to call, 908-627-7020. Get them involved with the Jumpstart. Come on in. It's a great deal. Mm-hmm. Liz is watching, as always. Liz is great. So let's talk a little bit about the Max for a second, too. I know we were talking earlier about this. This is one of my personal questions, and I would think that at least one or two other people might be interested. You're instructing, you're following the Max program, then you find out you're expecting Maverick. Do you feel that the program benefited you in preparation through, I mean, was Maverick the first Max baby?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Maverick was my first Max baby, so I have two to compare it to. He was the first one that I actually exercised throughout the pregnancy up until a point where I couldn't any longer.
Okay.
And I followed the nutrition, and it was so much better. The recovery time was better.
Nice.
He was nice and healthy and plump when he was born.
The other boys were skinny and scrawny and because you didn't exercise
I don't know.
Stay compliant?
He just... He seems like he benefited a lot from it.
Good.
I know I definitely did. I was a lot more active. I just felt stronger. I felt like my body was more capable of the recovery process afterwards.
Okay.
And to chase after my two older boys. I felt like I really had no time after my surgery that I felt like I can't do this.
Right.
And I really owe that a lot to the Max and building body strength and mental strength.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, forgive me because I'm a boy.
Yeah.
So I don't think about all those things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, so now you're expecting and you still have the other two kids to chase after.
Yeah.
You know, even Rick just asked if your delivery was easier due to the Max experience.
So I had a C-section, but the recovery process afterwards, I think, was a lot easier this time than my other two times. Yeah, just because it's all abdominal muscles, and I think like, I had that strong core, so.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
now cool. I have some pounds on top of that strong core that I have to get rid of, but that's okay.
You know, I usually don't accept excuses from people for...
having a baby is no excuse.
Having a baby, no, is the excuse. That might be the one and only excuse. And most of the time when people, members come up to me and say, well, I'm struggling with this, I'd be like, so?
Yeah.
No. You have a pass. You have a pass. Hey, Kim's watching.
Hi, Kim.
There she is. So you felt it benefited you in the stronger core, definitely. I know that because you're nursing, and I've had this question posed to me by people before too, and Elaine's watching.
Hi, Elaine.
Elaine. Hey, Elaine, how you doing? So you're nursing. Are you able to look at the nutrition plan and begin to get back into it even while you're nursing?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm definitely – there are some fruits and vegetables that agitate his stomach a little bit.
Really?
Spinach, broccoli, my two favorite ones.
Oh, God.
So I have to eat them in moderation.
Okay.
But other things, I'm learning to introduce other vegetables into my diet that work really well with him. And then, you know, another big thing that really has helped me along the way, eating every 2 to 3 hours.
Oh.
I didn't do that when I was a new mom the last two times. You get lost in the day, and next thing you know, 6 hours gone by, and you haven't even taken a sip of water.
Now, that's interesting. Do you still have your water alarm?
Yes.
I remember the water alarm before we even opened.
Yeah, I even to this day, I have an alarm on my phone that goes off. Drink 7 ounces every hour, just to remind myself that, you know, I have to keep taking care of myself in order to take care of my little guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we even opened the center, Megan and I would go out and do grassroots together every now and then, and this annoying alarm would keep going off. Like, what the hell is that? It's just reminding me to drink water. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So the eating every 2 to 3 hours helps.
That's... helps tremendously, yeah. Okay. It helps keep my body, you know, doing what it needs to do and giving me lots of energy because, you know, I fall short on that some days. And just, you know, just everything in its entirety.
Yeah.
I feel like the nutrition really, really backs my day-to-day life now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How much sleep are you getting?
None.
You're not getting any sleep? No.
Like, at best, like 3.5 hours a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to teach the 5 a.m.?
I could. Megan, I'd have to strap Maverick onto me, but I could.
That'd be pretty funny. Do robots with a baby on your back. There we go. Megan was saying just as she's going to bed, that's when I'm getting to the center in the mornings. So she sees some of my posts. Is that how you know to go to bed?
When I refresh my feed, I see Mark LaRose.
So that's when you need to do it. So obviously it's not all unicorns and cotton candy with this.
It's definitely an adjusting process.
Yeah. So I already told you I was going to ask you this, but the struggles that you're having, I mean, not just physical, but there's got to be a mental, you're getting back into a new normal.
Yeah.
With Maverick there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he has changed your dynamic here. So when it comes to, and I want to do this because I want other people to hear how you, because I know your attitude and you don't, I got to make sure I don't curse. I can curse on this because we're not FCC regulated, but Lauren would be mad at me probably. So what are the struggles that you're finding even mentally just getting back into, you know, having a brand new baby, you have your family,
yeah.
You're trying to eat better,
mm-hmm.
stay compliant. And if you can do it, nobody else has a friggin' excuse.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
I'm stretched pretty thin. My time is very limited that I get to myself, mm-hmm. Being out of the house, because I feel like if I just run to the store, my husband's calling me and the baby's crying. What does he need? And most of the time he just needs mom.
Yeah.
And that's, any mom could attest to this, that you're the best person that's ever going to take care of your own children. So, you feel guilty to be out of the house.
Mm.
But it's so important that you don't lose yourself in the process of motherhood. Yes, every kid that enters your family, you have to switch things up and it's a new dynamic. But never forgetting who you were before you made these little people really, really helps you be the best person you could be. So that's what I'm really struggling with now, is just getting back to the person I was before Maverick and integrating that into the mom that I am now with three kids.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, everybody who's watching should throw some hearts up for that. That's for sure. What stage are you looking at? For people who are watching who are not members, we break our nutrition plan down.
Oh, yeah. So I'm
stages.
Definitely in stage two right now, like that maintaining stage. Gotcha. I would love to lose weight, as a week after you have the baby. I mean, you got to keep this weight on you for a little bit.
Sure.
But my main focus right now is just consuming enough calories that I'm going to, be able to fulfill him and all that good stuff.
So that's an interesting part of your metabolism there that you never had to think about before.
Calories. I know. I have to eat an extra, I think it's 600 calories a day.
I was going to ask that question.
I think, and I might be wrong, but it's somewhere around that ballpark, 500-600 extra calories a day.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't even know how many calories I eat a day.
You might be the perfect person to put together a pregnancy. A conversion chart or something like that, So let's see. Kristen's watching. Hey, Kristen. Tracy is saying three kids is no joke. It's definitely an adjustment period.
Yeah.
And Janine just signed on. Stacy.
Janine
watching.
Was actually, I looked to her for guidance when I was still in the center, because she had just had her baby and she was going through what I'm going through now. So she was like, yeah, I definitely looked up to her and I said, all right, if she's here and she's exercising and she's got a little baby at home, I could do it. And Stacy as well. Stacy and Rick would switch the baby on and off.
Yeah.
I said.
And I think that's, I don't want to sound cliche, but that's the max difference.
Yeah.
That really is the max difference, is the support.
Yeah.
It's not just the instructors, the staff.
Yeah, you guys look to us
the members.
For guidance, but we look to you
the
for
members
guidance.
Help us out too. Hey, Ron just signed on.
Hi.
What's up, bud? Good to see you. So, we get this inspiration back from our members. I know at the 5 a.m., I've been asked a number of times, why are you so energetic?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, and maybe you can attest to this, I trudge in like anybody else who has to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the first person walks in the door, though, I am wide awake, on point. These are the people that we're here for.
Yeah.
So they give back to me, that energy and things like that, too.
That's what I'm struggling with at home. Everything's really lullaby music and calm and the baby's sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm a very upbeat, loud person, and I feed off that max energy. So I can't wait to get back into that. And
maybe I should live stream my Wolfpack class
there
to you
go.
On your phone. Just a little FaceTime right to you. That's it. So you can listen in and everything. So what do you think is the biggest struggle that you're looking at right now? Is it time? Is it prioritization?
Yeah,
is it physiological?
I think so. It's a balance.
Don't worry. Everybody can see you, Lauren.
She's coming to take the baby.
The babysitter's here. Thanks, Lauren. You don't have to whisper. They can hear you. Live television, folks.
Yeah.
This is what it's about. Hey, Holly. Holly's watching.
Hi, Holly.
Yeah.
So the biggest struggle now, I don't even know. Like I said, it's being away from the house, that mom guilt that sets in, did I do everything that I need to do? Do they need me? Are they okay for an hour while I'm gone?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that. Who said what?
Liz just wrote baby thief.
Yeah.
And we watched it happen and stood by.
The
and
dingo stole my baby.
A dingo. Awesome. Awesome. Do you have time for food prep? I mean, is that
it, actually is that food prep is, yeah. Yes. I do that. I'm not like religious with it right now, but I definitely prep my salads.
It's understandable.
Yeah. I prep salads and I have like healthy snacks to just like one-handed food items is really what I'm going for these days. Things that I can eat, while standing up and moving around and juggling a baby. But yeah, keeping something just prepared in the refrigerator helps so much because when you get that ping of hunger, it's like you want to just grab the first thing that's readily available. So that definitely helps.
Yeah, I can understand that completely. Yeah. So, you know, you're getting back into the groove of this. Do the boys eat compliant or you're just
kind of their meals are compliant, their snacks are not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can kind of dig that for sure and everything. Probably one of the big questions that people would have is, and I know you would have to start off gently, but are you exercising?
So I just got the clearance from my doctor yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Right. 8 weeks postpartum and they cleared me. I am A-okay to, you know, go at it slow and start easing myself back into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I'll probably start with like push-ups and
don't mention push-ups today.
Oh, I heard arm day was killer yesterday. Oh, Jillian's arm day.
It was killer. And then Christine wrote today's class and it included push-ups again.
Oh my goodness.
And during class this morning, I was just joking. I was like, well, you know, I totally forgot that the next section was push-ups. So I was joking with Kathy about, well, at least we're not doing push-ups. And then I was like, that's next. I forgot.
I mean, right
so
now.
So I called her over and I showed her the sheet. I'm like, I'm not just being a jerk, Kath. It's on here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Rick is like, it killed us, he says. Holly saying, hey, Lauren, we see you. And Holly said, hi, Megan and Mark, too. So, again, if you have any questions for Megan, you can also type those in there, too. Nicole's watching. Hey, Nicole. So the exercise part, you just got the clearance, and you're going to have to ease back into that.
Yep.
Are you going to be doing – I mean – obviously, he sleeps during the day.
Yeah.
And right now, the boys are still in school.
That's a really good time for me. That's when I'm going to, like, you know.
Hotel workouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
And I get a lot of my cooking done in the mornings. And, you know, I've been going for walks. And I'll start exercising on, like, a regiment.
Yeah.
I really want to, like, commit to a full, like, 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I take a before picture and I take an after picture. And really, you know, show everybody and show myself that, you know, the transformation can happen again and again and again.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So. Well, you're an inspiration.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
No, I know. Yeah, because I know you take compliments so well. I'll just keep doing that. Jen said she's doubling up today. She's going to do a double today, and she's dreading it.
Oh, so. You'll be fine. You could do it.
You'll be. Don't be such a sissy now. So Rebecca's watching. Jenny's watching. There she is. Jen. She says, ah, Meg. That's what she wrote. Ah, Meg.
Ah, Meg.
Is that the inflection?
I guess.
See that? Oh, it's either ah, Meg, or ah, Meg.
Yeah. I'll take the second one.
She says she misses you. That's why.
I miss you. I miss everybody.
And Sue's watching. Susan's watching. Not my Susan.
Oh.
Not the Mrs. I'm always hesitant to use last names on air. I have this thing about that. So, see, Holly agrees with me. She says you're an inspiration too, and that she misses you. So, you know, but I was, you know, in all honesty, and whether you like it or not, you do inspire people. If you didn't think you inspired people, you probably wouldn't be doing what you do with the Max.
Yeah.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up. I know that there's going to be some moms who are watching.
Yeah.
And to put it honestly, you know, they're going to be using excuses from time to time.
It's so easy to find so many excuses when you're a mom and your days are busy and you're, you know, it just feels like it goes on and on and on.
And, you know, I don't want to say excuses in a bad way.
Yeah.
But there's a rationalization that goes
on. Yeah, that's what it is. It's called mom guilt.
Okay. So best advice that you can give to moms specifically, you know, with Mother's Day is coming up, and God bless all those, all you guys out there who are moms. You know, that's a tough job. It's a rewarding job, but it's a tough job. It's a super important
job.
Yep,
we all qualify for sainthood. That's
100%. Yeah.
And I guess my best advice that I try to reiterate to myself is you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to show yourself love and care, because that really, really reflects onto this, the love and care that you give to your family. You can't run yourself, you know, ragged and dry, because then you'll have nothing left to give.
Yeah.
So
this actually got a lot of reaction here. Allison says, "Hey, Megan."
Hi.
Christine says that you were instrumental when she started at the Max. And she misses you, and she can't wait to see you.
Christine Rojas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did I just say about
Sorry. Sorry. Well, we have quite a few Christines. Sorry.
I'm just
At least
joking.
It wasn't cursing this time.
This time. That Megan has the distinction of being the one and only person to curse on air so far. Accidentally. And Tracy's saying moms forget to put themselves first sometimes.
Yes, yep. Definitely. Or absolutely. Second or third. We
or
just kind of
third.
Put ourselves on the back burner, and we keep ourselves there, and we never like check back in with ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we have so much on the forefront of our brain, the kids, the school, the, you know, work and our husbands and just life and cleaning and chores. Yeah. It's so easy to forget. Did I eat enough today? Did I did I exercise? Did I,
right.
Do I feel good? You know, you just kind of keep busy. So it's really, really important for all the moms and dads to do that, you know.
Again, Maverick being the first Max baby.
Yes.
Okay. Mentally, what do you think is different because of the whole culture? Like, we have our own sort of culture. Sarah's watching. Hi, Sarah. Sarah from the 9:30 class.
Yes.
There you go.
Sarah T.
B.
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 Oh.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, we have our mantras. We have the things that are now, you know, that keep us going, certain attitudes and things like that. Do you see that coming out being a mom to Maverick now?
Oh, yeah.
And the way you handle yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how does that affect you?
Just the positive reinforcement, just the I suffered a little bit from like that postpartum depression after Miles, my second one. I just couldn't, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom. My older son was only two, so he wasn't talking yet. So it was just a lot of being by myself and having no adult conversation. And now this time around, I know better to check in with myself and to make sure that I'm feeling good. And it helps that we have this community, that I have this community of support and love from Team Clinton and all the members. And I have something really to look forward to coming back to.
Yeah, you have a lot of people that love you.
So it really has helped tremendously the last 8 weeks, knowing that, you know, how to remain positive. And I have a lot of people, you know, that are looking forward to my return as well as I am. So it does help a lot.
You know, I just to sound like a commercial for a second, it's the difference between us and a big box gym.
Yeah.
You've stayed pretty connected with people and who love you, have encouraged you, supported you, helped.
Yeah.
Like from time to time.
Like Lauren just came in.
Yeah, Lauren just snuck in and stole the baby. Dingo. That's her new nickname. We're going to call Lauren Dingo. With the accent. But you know, big box gyms, you don't get that.
No.
They don't.
No, really, this is the Max way.
That. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally the Max way. What other advice can you give to moms about putting themselves first?
Yeah. That's a really big one. Putting yourself first, and don't feel bad about it. That's a really big part. Like I keep saying, the mom guilt, because it's so real. Yeah. You know, you feel bad when you yelled at your kids that day. You feel bad that you didn't give yourself enough time. You feel bad. You feel bad. You always are feeling like you could do more. Just do more for yourself. That's and you're not a bad mom for doing that.
No.
You know, go for that extra, you know, car ride by yourself and listen to your favorite songs if that's what's going to make you feel better. You know, take the time to meal prep for yourself or go to an exercise class. Your kids will be fine.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad about it, because you deserve it.
When you first got to the max. Like, and I'm trying to remember the timeline, so forgive me if I don't.
Yeah, no.
But, how long after your second boy
did you...
He was a year old.
Yeah.
Were you still struggling then to get the baby weight off?
Mm-hmm. I was still wearing it from two of them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't lose it the first time. And then I gained more with my second, and I think a lot of people could relate to that.
Yeah.
It happens. So then the second time around after, you know, Miles was one, and I was getting married, and I said, I really want to lose weight for my wedding. So I committed to it, and then I fell in love with it, and I've never looked back. And so now I feel like I don't belong in my own skin because I have this weight on me again, and I've worked so hard for the last 3 years to keep it off.
Yeah.
So now it's like a mental balance in my head. Like it takes time. It's supposed to be here. It's going to come back off. You've been here before, you know, you'll get to where you want to be. So it's kind of like, I'm always like juggling voices in my head that are telling me hurry up and lose the weight or take your time. Right. And the baby needs you. And
I'm glad you said that, 'cause it's the next segue I was going to kind of make here is that, no matter who you are, whether you're, you know, an instructor, you're on the team, you have your own little demons that whisper to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's important that members know that.
Yeah.
That they know that, you know, we have our struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And that when they gain, you know, 10 pounds back, whatever it is. And this is one of the reasons why, and I'm going to say it, just going to say it.
Yeah.
Nobody should be taking the summer off.
No.
Okay, folks? Unless you have a real, real scheduling problem, the way the classes in the nutrition are designed, that within a week or two after you stop, you're going to feel and see the difference in not a good way.
Yeah.
So please go on vacation, come back.
Yeah.
Start over. But, you know, there's definitely people, you had to take a break.
Yeah.
You had to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that don't have to take a break.
Yeah.
And so when you stopped moving and you stopped teaching, how long after that did you feel the difference?
Like quick, like a week or two. And I felt like...
What'd you notice?
Well, so for the first 20 weeks of the pregnancy, I gained 4 pounds. The doctor was actually like, you need to start gaining weight. And I was like, well, I get a treat meal this weekend. And they're like, what is that? What are you talking about? So then once I, you know, left in December, that's when I wasn't moving as much at all. Like I was, you know,
yeah.
I wasn't, instructing classes and I wasn't staying. And then in the winter, you know, everything kind of like, you feel like you slow down a little bit in the winter if you're not in an exercise regimen.
Yeah.
So I think all of that came like piling down on me, and I felt it really pretty quickly. Like a week or two later, I felt sluggish and I felt more tired, and I was already feeling huge. So it all, you know,
sure.
Came
and that's
quick.
And that's the difference here. And I'm just going to say it again. I'm just, you know, hard truth here. Megan, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, you were told you had to stop. This was the right time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have choices. And they're going to feel the same exact thing. So
please
stick. You owe it to yourself and you deserve it. You owe it to yourself and deserve it to keep taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Ron and I were talking about it yesterday. He's like, dude, do you stop working out in the summer? I'm like, hell no.
No.
He goes,
because then what happens is after your break, you feel shame. You feel shame that you've gained weight. You feel shame that you have to start over again. Yeah. You feel like, you know, you feel like, I don't know. You just have to repeat what you've already done.
Right. Right.
So don't stop. If you don't have to stop, it's not going to benefit you in 2 months.
Yeah, 100%. So Sarah wrote, you have encouraged so many of us at the beginning of our journeys, and we thank you. And now we are here for you.
Oh, thank you. You could watch my kids tomorrow night.
Got that, Sarah? You're on babysitting duty. You didn't even know.
I'm going out.
And Hillary's watching. Hey, Hillary. Yeah, those little demons that whisper to us.
Yeah.
And the ones that, you know, you kind of touched on it just now, too, is, you know, you want to get back into it right away.
Yeah.
But you have to put the brakes on.
Yeah.
You know, for your metabolism and for Maverick, too. And Kim's watching.
Hi, Kim.
The other Kim from the morning.
Oh.
Yep.
Hi, Amy. So, yeah, it's been a lot of, like, mental struggle of I want to, you know, get right back into it, but I have to go slow. And you feel bad about carrying this extra weight. You feel bad about leaving and going and exercising. And
yeah. And I digressed from the story we were talking about. So when you did your first challenge.
Yeah.
And you still had the baby weight on from your first two boys.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you lose?
77 pounds.
How did I not know that number?
Yeah. 77 pounds.
Unless I'm just old and I forgot. Nope. 77 effing pounds.
I did. Dear it.
God, I remember when you brought your dress in.
Yes.
We did the first show we did together where you cursed. She had her dress. 77 pounds. Dear mm-hmm. God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. So
but you don't look like you need to lose 77
pounds. No, definitely not. I think I'm at like 20-something pounds, 23 pounds.
Here, I'll tell you what I tell her. Oh, Dawn's watching. There we
Hi,
go.
Hi, Dawn.
If you do half of what we show you,
yeah,
you'll lose that 20 pounds in no time.
I know, and that's what I'm like. 10 weeks is all you need, like, to really start to make a change and a transformation and yeah. feel like you're so capable of doing this. It
yeah.
just takes 10 weeks. And I'm like, so looking forward to my 10 weeks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you think in June, you're going to just gear up for June. I know you're kind of doing it now. But
yeah. I'm kind of doing it now. And I kind of like, you know, I think I'll start a little sooner than
sooner June.
I don't think I'm going to wait another month.
Not surprised at all.
Not surprised at all.
And, you know, we have a lot of Aaron's watching. Hey, Aaron. We have a lot of new people who weren't mm-hmm. watching us the first time we
yes.
were on air together. So you lost the 77 pounds.
I did.
You found out how different this program was.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become an instructor?
I became an instructor. I joined the January Challenge of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And by March, I was already training to be an instructor.
Oh, wow.
And I started I taught my first class at the beginning of the April Challenge.
Look at that.
And at that point, I hadn't even lost all the weight that I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I was going through my next challenge as an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how quickly the Max, like, you know, really took over my life in a great way. It
yeah.
was, I love this place. I love this culture. I love doing this. And mm-hmm. I found out that taking these classes, I learned something about myself that I really like instructing the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a talent that I didn't even know I never had. Mm-hmm. So
it was something we talked about over at the coffee shop beforehand, that there's this addiction
yeah,
that
it is.
People like us have when we teach, the things we get out of it personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the exercise part of it, but mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And people who aren't instructors, who don't have that gene in their DNA, they don't get it
yeah.
as much too. You know, so
and that's the part that I'm missing right now.
Oh yeah, I bet.
So
I bet
that's what I'm saying. All these mental struggles of, you know, I wear so many hats.
Mm-hmm.
I got my mom hat, my wife hat, my Max instructor hat. Mm-hmm. And when one of those hats is missing, I feel like I'm not whole.
Yeah.
So that's, I yeah. really do miss you guys.
Kim from the Wolfpack just signed on.
Hey.
Yeah, that's, I know a lot of people miss you too. And they're looking for, a lot of people are just saying how good it is to see you and saying hi here. So moving forward, we're going to close yeah. it out in just a minute here, too.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, with the technological difficulties we are experiencing in studio today, the broadcast is going to be a little bit shorter because I'm not playing any commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook people are like, yay, getting tired of hearing those commercials. So pour your heart out. What's you know, before we sign off, what do you want to say to the people watching, people who, you know, whether they're members or not, you know, what's on your heart to share?
No matter, like, where you're at in your journey, whether you've never exercised before, whether you've taken a break, whether you've been doing it for all your life, wherever you're at in your journey, you have to be proud of yourself, and mm-hmm. you have to take the next step. You have to keep moving forward. Never stop. Never slow down. Because, like, you know, we always tell our members there's only one direction, and that's mm-hmm. going up, going forward. So just keep doing what makes you feel good.
Just keep swimming, keep swimming,
yeah.
keep swimming.
I feel like I'm like a bumper sticker. Like, I'm chanting out all these, like, rah, rah, rah. You can do it. yeah. mantras, but really, speaking from experience, that it doesn't feel good to stop. Mm. So even for the best reason, you know, having a brand new baby, and that's magical. Yeah. But I'm the kind of person that I need that energy and that exercise and that feeling good about yourself. So if you are able to give that to yourself, that's the best gift of all. So do that. Keep yeah. doing that every day.
Just keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Find what you love and never let it go.
Yeah.
And for anybody who's involved in the Max or wants to be involved in the Max, it's the Max.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep. So 908-627-7020.
It's a perfect segue.
That is. So we'll close it out here a little bit. So time flies. I mean,
yeah.
it's just flown by here. I have some radio stuff that I'll do after this, but I don't want to keep the Facebook people here. Thank you for joining us today, folks. If you're watching now or if you're watching, we're going to upload the link a little bit from now. I wouldn't be surprised if Ron's going to post Megan's before and after picture from her first
time. Probably. There.
I would think so.
And keep a lookout for my next one.
That's right. That's right. With bated breath, with anticipation and everything.
Yep.
So glad to see you. You know, I saw you at the Day of Giving briefly because it was a lot of craziness. But thanks for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Although from everything that you've said so far, it was probably great for you just to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
You know. So do you find Max culture influencing the way you cheer on Maverick? Like when he does a good poop, do you clap it up? You know. Do you
more
pick
so
up his
my
hand
older children
when they do a good poop?
No, just anything they do. I've learned to be their cheerleader and
high fives.
Yeah, clap it up for them and stuff.
That's a really you used the bathroom.
Yeah, cool. You didn't hit your brother. Good job.
Yay. Good job. Oh, Danielle just signed on too. So we're gonna finish it out here.
Yes.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
I know everybody's gonna be looking forward to seeing you so soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll catch.
Thanks
you.
Thanks for
on
watching,
the flip
guys.
Side. Give Ron a take it to the max. Boom.
Take it to the max. Boom.
And we're clear on Facebook.
All right.
Still on the radio. But what we're going to do here is on the radio, I'm going to say goodbye to you now.
Okay.
So that you don't have to stay here. You can go check with the baby and see how Lauren's doing too. And I'm going to do some commercials and things like that to take care of it. And I'll see you in just a couple of minutes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Love you. All right. So we've had a continuous conversation here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. To keep things moving, I have skipped over some commercials, so don't go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, and I'm back. I have a couple minutes left here. Had a great conversation with the one and only Megan Smith from the Max Challenge of Clinton. So just wanted to finish it out just as a reminder that we do have our Jumpstart program that's going on right now this week. It is a five-week summer Jumpstart program that's only $249. It is a steal. It is a bargain at twice the freaking price. If you need to get stronger, get more energy, you want to get to the top of climbing those stairs without being winded and sweaty, you need to lose weight, whatever it is. The Max Challenge of Clinton is not a weight loss center. It is a life transformation center. And our phone number is 908-627-7020. Just like the amazing Megan was telling us when she was in studio just a few minutes ago, you know, you need to adjust to the new normal. And you need to start to put yourself first, whether you're a parent or not. You want to begin to put yourself first, all right? You can rationalize and make excuses to live long day, all right? There's always going to be something going on at work that stresses you out. There's always going to be some family issue or something at school. There's always going to be a reason for you to not take better care of yourself if you look for it. So stop looking for the reason to not do it. Move past your fear and your anxiety and pick up the phone and give us a call. I swear to you, I promise to you, it is our promise to you, we will take good care of you. 908-627-7020. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. I'm going to finish out the show here. I have about a minute left and everything. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and only most amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Listen, it's a beautiful day outside. Whether you are calling us right now or not, do me a favor. Get active, okay? It is so important for you to get moving. The human body is not designed to just sit still and sit on a couch eating bonbons and Twinkies, watching bad news shows that just are going to annoy you and piss you off anyway, all right? Get moving. Go for a walk in the park. Get that bicycle out. Join us for the retro ride next, not this Saturday, the Saturday after May 18th, the Red Mill Retro Ride. Look it up on Facebook. There are still some tickets available there, okay? So you can join us there. Get moving, get active, because that's what it's all about, okay? My name is Mark. I am your host. I appreciate your time today. I thank you for joining us again. To change your life is 908-627-7820, all right? I will be back next Wednesday, and until then, remember to live on purpose. Put yourself first, okay? Life is too short for you to get distracted from your health, okay? Because if you're not willing to invest the time now, I swear to you, when you're diagnosed with something, you'll have to invest the time then, all right? Take care of yourself. Remember to take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Case closed. That's what Republicans in the Trump administration are saying about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
This is over, and just because the Democrats didn't like the results doesn't mean they get to redo this process.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee is also debating whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. Lawmakers are working to make sure small business owners are protected from business regulations deemed harmful. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst feels lawmakers need to be more aware of how legislation can affect business owners.
Too often regulators in D.C. don't fully consider how the rules and regulations they churn out impact our small businesses.
And in Highland Ranch, Colorado, one of the suspects involved in the school shooting yesterday is expected to be in court later today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
President Trump responds to a report about past tax returns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing new rule changes that would allow debt collectors to send text, emails, and private messages to people who are behind in their debts. The new rules would not limit the number of texts, emails, or messages bill collectors can send, but would require them to give people a way out or to unsubscribe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There have been growing calls for Brian Sims, a Democratic state representative in Pennsylvania, who came under fire after videos surfaced of him harassing an elderly pro-life woman along with a woman and her two children to resign. The calls came even louder after a video emerged of him offering viewers $100 to dox teenage girls praying peacefully outside.